numerous Cornell University partners and the Israel-based organization TAM, Tikkun Olam Makers, teamed up to sponsor a megathon and hackathon in Brooklyn that is having a far-reaching impact.
You could see the difference being made in someone's life. You know that there's a challenge out there and you come up with solutions, but you don't really realize how impactful it is until you see the person you're helping interact with your device. And there's just nothing that compares to that.
I think one of the most amazing things about an event like this is when you see students from all the different colleges come together on a really diversified team and come up with some really amazing solutions.
One of the most exciting parts of this event for us is that we are working with colleagues from several entities at Cornell. The Yangtan Institute team is able to work with folks at Cornell Tech and with entrepreneurship at Cornell. Having events like these allows us to teach our students about inclusive design, about the needs of individuals with disabilities, and infuses in them an appreciation of how they can use their talents and creativity to design products that are ones that serve the interests of people with disabilities.
Over 3 days, 17 challenges that people with disabilities face on a daily basis were solved, thanks to the hard work of volunteers, including Cornell students and staff. Each group came up with actual devices or software programs for people to use.
Anytime I have the opportunity to do something hands-on, I really like to take it. And it just seemed like a really great program. We're doing really great things for people who need it.
We have a daughter who's 11 who has Angelman syndrome. Allie has a tendency to head thrust. So as she's in a walker or a gait trainer, she would throw her head back, which we feel kind of hurts her neck a little bit. And when she walks up the stairs, she can throw her back out towards us. So we're just looking for something, a safety feature that we can apply some mild pressure to the back of her head to help her keep straight.
Allie's experience is just one example of how Cornell is using its expertise to help solve real-world problems.
One of the commitments that Cornell Tech made to the community was to research ways, to have our students research ways that technology could improve the lives of older adults and people with disabilities.
They're a breath of fresh air to us. They're compassionate, they're kind, they've taken Allie, welcomed her, treat her so well, and they're really, they're almost here 48 hours straight, sleeping here, to come up with a solution to help someone that they don't know. And, we really appreciate that.